Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got a guest coming up later in the hour. We're going to start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 7.5 minutes. Not allowed to homeschool. Not allowed to have children or your neighbors over for breakfast. Not allowed to babysit without government licenses. It's total control. Not allowed to have a farm or ranch without government license. Total control. You want to be a slave? You're all being criminalized so they can lock your butts up. Let's take calls here. Robert in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
I'd like to talk to you about the carbon taxes. I'm a rural West Virginian. I'm a blacksmith. This deals with everything I do, along with the premises ID and the animal ID and all that stuff. I tried to study the bill real good because it has a lot to do with my daily life. Unlike most people that live in the cities, my daily life is different, you know.
And what it does, for those that don't know, we cover this in Fall of the Republic, and I want you to speak to it. It says that 35 agencies have unlimited power to write whatever rules they want on any carbon dioxide or other gas.
That's right. That's right. And they're already, for the last year, been regulating coal up here for private purchase. For individuals, you only allow 2 tons of coal a year.
And that's why the oil companies, if you study, are the main funders. And the left attacks you and says, oh, you're for the oil companies if you're against the global tax. No, the oil companies, ExxonMobil and Shell, the biggest funders, they want to shut down coal because we've got all this clean coal with clean scrubbers. They point cameras at smokestacks and show water vapor coming out and tell the idiot public that it's soot. It's all a complete lie because we got thousands of years of coal and they want to shut it off. Half our power comes from coal.
That's right. And I'll tell you something else. They're raising our power bills up here by the tune of 15% while idling the coal power plants to create an artificial scarcity.
Same thing Enron got caught. Their own documents came out in court, and I said this at the time. They would shut power off for an hour a day to freak everybody out, and their internal memo said by shutting off power, it creates the perception it's not there. And they're going to do it with water, with energy. They are going to rape us. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I live in the Ohio Valley, where most of the coal goes down the river, where we have all these coal-powered power plants. And I watch them, and they're idling a lot. And they keep increasing our power rates. I've lived here for the last 10 years, and my power bills have went up by about 300%.
For folks that don't know what idling is, if it's a cold day and you don't see water vapor shooting out of every smokestack, and you just barely, because it's hard to turn them off and on, they have to go through a whole procedure. So when they switch off, they still keep them heating a little bit. You'll just see a little bit of vapor coming out.
That's right. And there's something else I wanted to talk to you about as far as the climate bill goes. I don't know if you saw it. I read both the 1,000-page and the 300-page addendum that they made.
Yes.
That they actually set up a regulatory body giving them the authority to provide permits for solar panels as if they own the sun.
No, that's it, sir. Yes, I scanned the bill. I went over the cheat sheets that showed the key sections. It is worse than the Soviet Union. And Obama said, remember, 2 years ago, he said, I'm going to, quote, shut down coal in America. Well, ladies and gentlemen, 51% of our power comes from coal.
That's right. That's right. And I live in this state. West Virginia is one of the poorest states in the country. All right? You won't believe the amount of unemployment up here.
All you've got is coal mining and the power plants that supply. How many states does West Virginia supply with power? The surrounding 5 states?
Yeah, 5 or 6. Yeah.
Well, we can't have that. The UN and Maurice Strong, he said at the 92 Rio de Janeiro summit, he said, our job is to destroy U.S. industry, and they've done it with NAFTA and GATT. Now they're going to shut our power off, and grandma's going to freeze to death, but they don't care because they're a bunch of scum. I appreciate your call. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. They mean business. This is Siege. This is Eugenics.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've got a MSNBC article. Mom ordered to stop babysitting friend's kids a few times a week for 30, 40 minutes before they caught the school bus when it was cold outside. She lets them inside to wait for school bus. State calls it unlawful daycare. You know, growing up in Dallas, Texas, once or twice a week I'd go to my neighbor's house to eat breakfast. I'd be invited over. We'd wait when it was cold to run out the school bus. My mom would have them over for breakfast. This nice lady wasn't even doing that. She's friends with the neighbors. Let the kids wait 10, 15, 20 minutes in the foyer of her house when it's cold in Michigan. But you're not allowed to do that anymore. You don't have free association in America. Now, here is a London Mirror story. Are UK children laws too strict? It says you're not even allowed to talk to your neighbor's kids, and you're not allowed to babysit them or have them come over in the morning before they get on the government training center bus. Now, this dovetails with Obama saying he wants year-round school. President Obama and year-round school. School is forever. Obama would curtail summer vacation. That's Associated Press right here. This is why he wants the televised announcements to the kids. This is the federal government. I've read their policy reports on air. We've had the former head, number two position, Department of Education on, Charlotte Iserby. Let's set her back up about this. They told her in the 80s. That's why she left. They said, we're going to take over the family through the school. We're going to outlaw the family. Now, remember, $15 million fine the second time you have a garage sale that's unauthorized or you sell any recalled products. The animal ID, the premises ID, government documents to be able to have a solar panel. We just talked about that last segment. Let's go to her right now in Michigan, Lisa Schneider, in this 1984 world. Lisa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, you've been on the national news, but just sound bites. You've got the floor for the next 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
Tell folks what happened. Break down what you're facing. But first, you just heard my breakdown of government taking over society. Were you aware of that angle?
No, I was not.
What do you think of the statements I just made?
It's stupid. It's bad. And, yeah, the government doesn't need to stick their nose where it doesn't belong.
Absolutely. Okay, tell us how this started, how you became a 1984 criminal.
My law was 1973. The law that they say I was breaking is the Act number 116 of 1973.
But the point is they're now trying to enforce this similarly worldwide, the CPS, who tattled on you.
Oh.
I mean, break it down for us.
Okay. My house is a bus stop for the children of our neighborhood. I have an older son, and my friends have older children that now our youngest ones don't ride the bus anymore. They all rode together, but now the older ones go off and the younger ones are left behind. So my daughter did not want to get on the bus by herself, so we just thought it was a great idea to get the kids together, to get on the bus together so that they were, they felt safe. Two of them are five, two of them are seven. Of course, you know, they don't have, they just feel scared. So we planned this 2 days into it. I received, it was the letter that I received was September 11th, but I didn't receive it until the following week, that I was providing care for unrelated children in my home. So I called the DHS and said, I don't understand this. I am not doing anything wrong. There is a bus stop. They do come in. If it's cold outside, if it's raining, we live in Michigan, the weather can be sunny one minute and snowing the next. And I said, you know this, you live in Michigan. And she said, I said, what do you want me to do when it's raining outside? And she told me to tell their parents to buy them an umbrella.
So they're now your god. I mean, they're now going to tell you that you can't have neighbors' kids wait in your front room when it's cold outside. These are our new Soviet minders. I mean, I want this to really hit people that the Amish are having their kids taken. They're not letting people sell eggs and watermelons on the side of the highway anymore across the country. They're SWAT teaming them, having undercovers come buy watermelons and then SWAT team them. I mean, the government has run out of real criminals to feed on. We're now dinner. So what happened next?
So I just kept talking to her and saying, okay, can they at least stand in my garage? No, because the garage is a part of the house. I can't even do that. So I just got really angry, and I told her that I had to stop talking because what she was saying did not make sense. So then my friend wrote to Brian Cowley, and he jumped aboard immediately and said, this is ridiculous. It's such a broad law that there's such a broad spectrum that it needs to be, you need to have facts. There's no facts in this law. It can be for babysitting. It can be for a play date. My daughter has a little girl over. I was told that I need to ask her parents if they go out to dinner, if they're going out to dinner or to a movie or whatever. That is considered daycare. But if they go home, then it's okay. I'm like, I'm not going to ask that. That's retarded. It's not
no,
my
ma'am,
business.
Come on. You've got to ask permission if you take your daughter and her little friend to McDonald's to have a Happy Meal. Look, are you Al-Qaeda or something? I mean, airport security. America is now secure. They want to put metal detectors in shopping malls.
Yeah.
You need to ask CPS permission to go have a hamburger.
Yeah, well, no, I have to ask them to have my kids have play dates. Because
That's freedom. Ma'am, the veterans fought and died so that you wouldn't have permission to take the neighbor's child for hamburger. You've got to get government permission, not the parents. But see, I'm going to stop being sarcastic. So you've got a state rep involved trying to pass a law because they passed a previous law they're now implementing saying you can't have a play date with the neighbors.
Yeah, well, and then the governor is on board, too, because she did not know. I guess she must not have realized that this was going on, and now she has jumped aboard and wants this taken care of immediately because it is ridiculous. It's the dumbest law that's out there. We as Americans live in the free world. We should be able to choose who watches our children. We should be able to do what we want.
But ma'am, they built giant CPS centers. They built giant detention centers. We've got more prisoners than anybody in the world. They're only building more. They've got to criminalize us. Do you understand? That's our new economy.
Yeah, no.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a good mother when it's freezing cold and gets below zero trying to let neighborhood kids duck in for a few minutes. You're not allowed. What, you think this is America or something?
Yeah.
So what is the slimy CPS doing? Did you find out who reported you to the Bureau of Family Destruction?
I did not, no.
I mean, have you asked ma'am, did you know how CPS was set up?
Do I know?
Well, let me just tell you, because you're influential, you're talking to a lot of folks. Family Court was set up to carry out eugenics, the sterilization. You know, Hitler got his eugenics from us. I made a film about it called Endgame. And so that's why these family courts are outside of the regular courts and due process. And that's why their agents can get away with all this, because 80, 90 years ago, or even in the 30s, 75, 80 years ago, these were the people that would come grab you and your kid and go sterilize you. Had you ever heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Well, listen, I know that sounds crazy, but if you just Google Endgame eugenics, you can watch the actual government film clips where they had the movie reels teaching parents that this was okay. So we have this vestigial leftover Hitlerian system. Here's an example for you. How is there even a spy network to know that you had neighbor kids over before they caught the bus?
I have no idea.
I mean, does that sound like Nazi Germany?
Well, no, it's just a nosy neighbor that, I guess that we don't know which neighbor, but I just think that someone must be very unhappy or I don't know, thought that they would get, I don't know what they thought actually. It's just a sad, situation.
I mean, the government is saying they own us. Let me say bye to you during the break. We really appreciate you joining us. An amazing lady standing up to Big Brother. Most people submit. They're telling people here in Austin they can't have neighbors over. That's right. We're all prisoners.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he is a best-selling author, former BBC presenter, former champion goalie, and he's an icon of getting people to expand their awareness, to expand their horizons, to question the little bubbles that the social engineers, the mind controllers, try to keep us in. He is David Icke. Now, he's going to be on with us for a full hour, maybe even a little bit longer, next Monday. He's on a tour in the U.S., but I wanted to get him on today for just 30 minutes to talk about the plunging dollar, the bringing in of the global currency, which is going to be an SDR, bank-to-bank, that he wrote about more than 12 years ago. What Obama is doing, what he's bringing in, how they announced the internet's being turned over to a private global corporation, the dollar's being shut down. Obama's now the head of the United Nations Security Council, the real body with power. All these things are happening, and the great change is upon us as they expand the tyranny. But in the middle of the darkness, the awakening is exponential. I'm seeing that. Everyone I talk to is seeing it. But David Icke's seeing it around the world. And a real focal point of this, and we salute him. David Icke, thank you for coming on.
Mr. Alex.
Okay, this is a quick segment. You've got the floor. I would imagine you'd like to talk about the dollar first, then we'll get into the larger clash of the titans, the clash of liberty and tyranny that we're beginning to see happen.
Yeah, well, the crash of the dollar has been planned for a long, 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 long time. It's all part of what I've been talking about for many, many years, which is how they're using America to destroy America. The idea was for America to be pulled into overseas wars that stretches them militarily, stretches them financially, crash the economy, because if you're a superpower and you have the military and financial might to say no to a world government, then the world government's not a tyranny across the world. It wants every single country subjugated. Therefore, any superpower with financial and military might to stand alone or stand its ground has to go. And this is what we're seeing. We're seeing the use of America to destroy America. In one way, America's being used in terms of its military to expand the agenda of conquest and control. But at the same time, it's being destroyed in the process. And we're now seeing countries that have been reports in the British media this week, like China and Japan and Russia, and even the Arab countries starting to really move towards disconnecting the dollar from being the oil currency and the reserve currency. And, you know, the American economy, like the British one, actually, is it reminds me of, you know, in those cartoons when there's a chase going on and eventually all the people in the chase run over the edge of the cliff. And for a while they keep running because they don't realize they've run out of land. And then someone looks down, realizes the land is gone. And then that, you know, awareness just, and they all fall and crash down into the ravine. And if people just looked at what the British and the American economy are standing on at this time, it's fresh air. It's simple illusion. There's nothing there that's holding it together. And I've been saying, Alex, since September when they crashed it, first of all, that there's a three-stage process here.
Recap, David, the controlled implosion of the dollar that you've been writing about for over a decade. The globalists have bragged that to make way for world government, and I hear them brag about this on NPR, that we can't have a high standard of living, that hurts the environment to have more than one child, our carbon footprint, babies are bad. And at the UN climate summit in 92, Maurice Strong said, we must destroy industrial society. So they always said they wanted to have a fiat banking system, get everybody so in debt that there's more debt than there is real tangible assets in the world. And now they've got conservatively, according to economists we've had on, between 500 and 1,000 times more fiat debt they've made that the banks use to buy things than there are real assets in all the world at their highest value. So this is a complete fraud, a total Ponzi scheme. And here's AFP, Agency French Press. U.S. economic decline forges a new world order. Hundreds of other headlines about how good the new world order is, how America's now going to get it, how the Arabs and Russia and China are teaming up. But meanwhile, the same central banks that own them, the global controllers, they're orchestrating all this. So, David, break down the three phases you talk about, starting last year with the controlled banking implosion, stealing the $23.7 trillion, saying that it was going into the secret coffers, never spending it on the mortgages, and now where we're going from here.
Yeah, well, like I say, it's planned to be in three stages, and they're becoming, you know, blatant to crash the economy in September 2009 so that everyone sees there's a problem and there's a problem to address. So the way they address it is stage two, which is hosing trillions, staggering amounts of credit money, fiat money, at the cause of the problem, the banks. The idea being, and of course, ask the Federal Reserve and they'll confirm it's gone into a black hole and no one knows where it's gone. That's the idea. And phase two is about emptying the barrels of government, emptying the pockets of government, bringing an end to the credit lines of government so they have no further maneuver of response to what is coming in stage three. And that is to crash the economy on a scale that, you know, makes September 2008 look like a Tea Party. And the figures you're talking about, Alex, in terms of the fresh air money in relation to real resources, that's the enormous, staggering bubble that they're going to use to cause stage three and crash stage three. And the idea is to destroy America militarily and financially so that it is subjugated, it comes down to its knees, and then it has to go cap in hand with the beggar bowl to people like China and these other countries that are conspiring now to bring an end to America as we know it, so that and then they will do what they're told, so they will be absorbed into the world system and absorbed into the North American Union, absorbed into a new currency. This is all part of it, because it's simple. If something's working, you ain't going to justify changing it. If you want to change something, you've got to destroy it. You've got to make sure it's not working, so you open people's minds to accepting, hey, we've got no choice. That's what it's all about. And, we, you know, when Britain declared war on Germany in 1939, there was 8 months when nothing happened. It became known to history as the phony war. Well, the phony war in terms of this conspiracy is over. We're now at a point where we're going to need to start engaging this, and with swine flu and the economy and all the rest of it, it's
David,
all coming
let's go
together.
Over that.
The idea is to throw everything at us in a short period of time, short period of years, to bring about this global change very quickly, because humanity is just exhausted, frightened, terrified. Do something, do something. And that's the idea. That's why we must stay strong, and we must not be subjugated by this and not fall to fear and give our power away as a result. Stage two is to empty the barrels of government in terms of having any response to the economic situation that they're facing. In other words, empty their pockets, end their credit lines, and then stage three, which is waiting in the wings, and that's to crash the economy on an even bigger scale than in September 2008, at which point there's no response from governments because they have no response. The barrels
David
are empty.
Stay there.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, David, I want you to walk through that step by step, and I totally agree with you in the time we have left with you today, but I want to go back and just point out, you eloquently laid out what's happening, but this is not your opinion. This is all in IMF, World Bank documents. It's openly stated. We told people at the time that they would steal the tens of trillions, hoard it, use it to buy up the economy that they were vertically integrating. They cut off credit, then they hoard the money, then they go out and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. That's why they say it's the new economy where you're homeless or don't have a job or take a cut in pay. It's the jobless recovery because everything is gauged by the fiat money changers consolidating global power. But that's only part of it. Demonizing the U.S. and England's name worldwide with wars, putting our troops under U.N. control, DHS reports, demonizing gun owners, conservatives, those that don't like the New World Order or want to end the feds. Suddenly they have Stasi TV ads. Spy on your neighbor. Suddenly they've gotten the Girl Scouts to spy. suddenly the Boy Scouts. I mean, everything, as you said, is a quickening. It has gone a quantum level leap into Maoist level hell. They are definitely launching their operations. So go through that, go through the flu, go through what David Icke sees happening, but also as the tyranny comes in like a flood, liberty is coming in, the mass awakening you're witnessing.
See, the thing is that it's a simple equation. The more you centralize power, the more power you have to centralize even quicker. And that's why the process of centralization has got faster and faster and faster through the 20th century, eventually reached the point where it was so blatant it was given a name, globalization. And that's gone on and on and on. And as more and more power has been centralized, it's had the power to centralize quicker. So the whole thing's getting faster and faster. And the other thing, I mean, we've only got half an hour today, Alex, but, you know, it's something that I been writing about and getting much, much deeper and more understanding about as the days pass now. You know, when people look at the speed and all those things you absolutely rightly detail there, you look at the speed in which all this is coming in all these different areas of our lives, in all the different fine detail of our lives, and it's coming in a coordinated way to a coordinated timescale. This is not people sitting around a table saying, what's our next move, guys? This is much deeper. The rabbit hole is much deeper than this. And it's in finding the source, if you like, of the rabbit hole. That's what's going to bring the system down. And we're going to do that in the next few years, no question. It is coming down.
Well, David, I want to talk about that. David, I want you to get into that. Kind of a brief overview. We'll cover it more on Monday and talk about your new book and some of the events coming up. But a point you just made about how this is coordinated. They are banning homeschooling in Australia, England, the U.S., or attempting to, simultaneously with the same PR, with the word-for-word same scripts, and I see it in the local news, they are banning neighbors, including police officers, keeping each other's children, period. They are banning garage sales. They are banning people selling corner fruit stands in the countryside simultaneously worldwide. It is all admittedly coordinated by this private corporate board. Break that down, and what is the end game? How does the flu tie into it?
Well, the way they can do this, Alex, is a simple structure. It has to be simple. It looks complex. Well, you know when it's all happening as you're talking about it now? It looks complex. How do they do this? But actually, it's a very simple structure. It's like a transnational corporation. You've got the headquarters, which is overwhelmingly in Europe, and then you've got the subsidiary companies of the headquarters in each country. Instead of corporations, although they're part of it, of course, it's secret society networks. So you've got a global secret society network with a spider at the center, overwhelmingly at operational level in old Europe. And then in each country, like the United States, you have a subsidiary network of secret societies controlled by the bloodline families, and their job is to introduce the centrally dictated global agenda in their sphere of influence by controlling that country's banking, media ownership, the corporations, the cartels, etc. And so this is how they can do it globally, as you've rightly described, this coordination. It's because in each country, these subsidiary networks of secret societies are introducing the centrally dictated agenda. So, of course, because they're all doing it, it's happening in every country at the same time. This is how it's possible. And the idea is to subjugate humanity on a scale that would make all world wince. And there's one area, Alex, that really does need a lot of focus on, because I've been seeing so much around the world at different aspects of this, and that's how the state is after our children. You know, when you look at Aldous Huxley, a member of the Fabian Society, one of these strands in the web, a major one actually, in his book Brave New World, he was talking about hatcheries, public state hatcheries to produce the children, and the children were parted from their parents. What you're seeing is change after change after change, what I call the totalitarian tiptoe, step by step by step, which is giving the state more and more control and influence over our children and taking it more and more away from our parents. So when Obama came out outrageously in the last week or so, and called for children to spend more time at school and for school holidays to be shortened, etc., because we have to do this for America. No, no, Mr. Obama, you have to do this for the agenda of the masters that you dance to the tune of, because it's about taking more time away from children with their parents, taking away more parental influence, more individuality influence, so the state all-encompassing blob mind program can get more access to their minds for longer.
David,
and this is why in Britain, I'm sure it's happening in America too, I'm sure you'll confirm this, but in Britain, we're having children taken away from their parents by social services. In fact, I know it's happening in America because I've done some research recently on it, for the most extraordinary reasons. For instance, we've had a couple. They spent £38,000 on fertility treatment to have a child. When the social services came round after the child was born, just a very, very small baby, the mother joked that the birth had ruined her figure, just to laugh. They took her children away, and they're still taking her children away. And then what the social services say is, if you want to see your children at all, like once a month or so, then you must not challenge our decision, otherwise you're never going to see them again. This
and
is what's going on,
them.
And it's not kind of here and there, one time in a million. It's becoming more and more constant, more and more common, and it's
and
all
David,
part
let me
of
throw
this
out. Let me throw this out.
Brave New World.
It is all scientifically. I've had Charlotte Iserby, the former head of the Department of Education Policy. That was the plan in the 80s, was to end the family. It's all on record. That's what they say in eco-science. End the family, raise everybody in dormitories, sterilize us through the water supply, through the vaccines. And, yes, simultaneously, now if you yell at your child, don't run out in the road, that's abuse. They take your children. No judge, no jury, no due process.
Yeah.
And we know the family courts were set up as eugenics courts in England, Germany, and the U.S.
Exactly.
And absolutely, they're now saying you can't babysit your neighbor's kids. You can't talk to your neighbor's kids unless you have a government license. And I talk to people that live in England. It's happened to me when I've been there. They come up to you and ask, why are you walking your dog? Are you a criminal? And so everyone's being trained to answer questions. The secret police are everywhere. And now in Europe, England, and the U.S., they go into the schools. And I saw this in Billings, Montana, when I was there last week at the hotel. A whole hotel full of Girl Scouts being trained by Homeland Security to spy.
Yeah.
I wasn't reading this in the AP. It was in the news. I was witnessing it without even looking, David. Give us, in the last minute we've got, David, where you're speaking and what you think the time frame is on this whole implosion.
Well, I'm speaking in Santa Fe. All details on my website, davidicke.com. Just go into the site, and it's right in front of your eyes. That's this Sunday for 8 hours. And then I'm speaking in Phoenix, which will probably be the last time I speak in America for a while because of the way things are going in my life and circumstances. That's on the 17th of October, the Saturday, week on Saturday. And again, I'll be speaking for 8 hours. Details on the website. I'll tell you what my timescale is. The next few years, we're going to see this move on and move on, and we're going to think there's no hope. By 2015, 2016, this is coming down. It's coming down, and it's coming down in a most extraordinary way.
We got to end it. Let me say bye to you during the break, and Max Kaiser's coming up. Dave will be on with us for a full hour next Monday. I'm Alex Jones.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Let's go to Max Kaiser. Let's talk about Dollar Tumbles on report of its demise. You're in Paris. You've got some inside info. Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com, you've got the floor. Tell us what's happening right now.
Well, Alex, Robert Fisk had a great story in The Independent in the UK this week. And he was talking about the oil-producing nations in the world. They want to get out of pricing oil in dollars. They want to start pricing oil in a new currency, a basket of currencies, anything but the dollar, because the dollar gives the U.S. a really unfair advantage in the world markets, because any country that wants to buy oil, they first have to buy dollars. Because oil only trades in dollars. And this is a very unfair advantage that the U.S. has. And what these countries are noticing, countries like China, Russia, Iran, is that the U.S. is using the profits that they're making from this monopoly pricing power of the dollar and the price of oil. And what's called seigniorage, which is they basically get a commission on all the dollars that they're producing. They're using the profits to, fund their wars, to fund the Pentagon, to fund the invasion of Iraq or the invasion of Afghanistan, or now, looks like the invasion of Iran. And the thing about Iran is that Iran and China signed $8 billion deal for oil with Iran. So China is thinking, even though they are heavily connected to the dollar and their economy has grown as a result of tying their currency to the dollar, they're thinking that now it's time to divorce themselves from the dollar. It's time to kick America to the curb, and it's time for these other countries to stretch their wings and take over in terms of the new superpowers. And they're Robert Fisk basically makes that point in his independent article, and I can confirm pretty much what he's been saying, because it's the same thing I'm hearing here in Paris and my contacts in the Mideast, that in fact a new currency is being formulated, a new currency that will be represented by a basket of currencies. The only a couple of things that Robert Fisk mentioned that I would add is that he mentioned that gold would be one of the components of the new currency. But what I'm hearing is that gold could represent as much as 50% of the basket in the new currency. And this is what's driving gold higher now, because banks and, central banks have stopped selling their gold.
Max, I want to hear your inside info. You hinted at that yesterday on international television. I'd like you to, because I know you don't make stuff up, give us entree into your inside info. We'd really appreciate it. All those investors and people out there that want to know what's happening, because you are there in that major crossroads of Paris. But before we get to that, there's something larger going on here. I read Club of Rome and UN documents and Rockefeller documents 15 years ago that they'd written years before that, 20 years ago, that they plan to use the U.S., use us as a military to set up world government, then blame everything on us, implode the dollar, and bring in a new bank-to-bank currency, and then have regional currencies. They don't want to have one global currency, but they manipulate and play the markets on a global scale so there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and that now Russia and China are basically owned and controlled by these interests, and that the U.S. is just having all the debt piled on it, and that they're preparing to kind of seal the deal or swap spit or become blood brothers by torturing the U.S. into third worldom. And so that China and Russia and the Middle East shouldn't be celebrating so much. Sure, the U.S. is the drunk husband that comes home every night and cold cocks them. But they're getting out of bed with the U.S. and getting in bed with Beelzebub.
Well, I mean, break it down very simply. It's very simple to put it in the following terms. 75% of all the transactions in the world take place in U.S. dollars. It is the world's reserve currency. And that's the way it's been since the end of World War II, and it is the basis of America's hegemony around the world. And it's, America has a soft empire, as well as a hard empire. I mean, they have, of course, their embassies and they have their facilities all over the world. But the dollar has really been the means by which they have the major influence around the world. And, what these countries like Russia and China and Iran, of course, signed the Shanghai Cooperative Organization, the SCO. If you look that up on Google, you'll find out all about it. They have a mutual defense pact. If America hits Iran, China and Russia have pledged to side with Iran and strike back, basically. So it's just economics. China has a deal with Iran for $8 billion in oil, and America seems addicted to war to feed their machine. Last year in 2008, Alex, the U.S. collected about $2.5 trillion in taxes, and 100% of that money went to two places, bailouts on Wall Street and the defense contractors. Now, that's an incredible statistic. 100% of all income tax collected last year, $2.5 trillion, went to either bailouts or military. There's no money going anywhere else. And, this is just setting up the dollar as really the leper with the most fingers. It's the leper with the least fingers. It's a currency that nobody wants anymore, and they're putting in place these other currencies, and they're looking at gold because gold is the only way that they can have any accountability and that they can have any way of hoping to escape all of the debtmeisters there on Wall Street.
Yeah, not being shysted by the money changers that are always creating tens of trillions in fiat money and then using it as weapons, economic and military weapons, against them. Now, the vampires of central banking, the best, the dirtiest are out of Europe and the U.S., obviously. But China and other people play their games. The Arabs have their own system of banking, but they don't allow the usury. We're up to 30% loan sharking rates here in the U.S. now with the credit card population, so much so that people are kicking the habit and going to debit cards. Debit cards for Visa this week finally passed more use than credit cards. So that's something healthy out of all this. But will the Goldman Sachs vampires just move on after they've eaten the bones off of the United States, or are they dependent? I mean, is this their Transylvanian earth? Is England, Israel, the United States, Germany, France, is that Count Dracula's earth, that he can go anywhere, but he's got to haul those caskets around? I mean, is there any way to kill the vampire?
With a silver spike. A spike made of silver. In other words, the thing that Goldman Sachs and these guys on Wall Street hate is gold and silver, because it's the opposite of a fiat money system. You know, I've told people for years now, if they want to kill Goldman Sachs deader than a hammer, as you might say, if everyone bought 1 ounce of gold bullion and the price traded immediately up to its inflation-adjusted normal price of $2,000 an ounce, it would remove 90% of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan's ability to spin cotton candy derivatives out of, pulling it out of their backsides and claiming that this has some validity in the market. And that's why they just hate gold, and that's why they've done everything since Milton Friedman and Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke and Tim Geithner. All their rhetoric, all their white papers, all their doctoral dissertations have all been about the greatness of fiat currency and fractional reserve banking and why gold is dead. Now, what's happening? Now, let me get into this. What's happening is that these countries that are gold, that are petroleum exporters, are saying enough is enough. We don't care what the risks are at this point, because we're sick of America's wars. We're sick of all the market manipulation. We're sick of Goldman Sachs manipulating the COMEX and the NYMEX. We're just going to introduce our own basket, our own currency. We're going to put gold in there. It'll be the first gold-backed security currency since 1971, when the U.S. dollar still had some tenuous connection to gold. But there really hasn't been a gold-backed
currency. But, Max, the last time they did that, the globalists blew the hell out of Iraq, saying they had WMDs. Now the Arabs are getting ready to do it again. And notice, they found secret reactors that the Easter Bunny laid.
Well, yeah, of course. You know, Iraq said that they wanted to start trading oil in euros. And the next thing you know was shock and awe. And then Iran started saying, we want to trade our oil in euros. And suddenly, you know, the game was moved over to Iran. But here's what I'm hearing, and this is kind of the interesting story, if you will. You know, Stacey Herbert and I made a really interesting film a couple of years ago about gold, and we interviewed folks over at the Bundesbank in Germany. And at that time, it was revealed to us, anyway, that there are 3,000 tons of gold. Much of it was held outside of Germany and held, in fact, in the United States. And what I'm hearing now, Alex, is that Germany, like France did back in the 60s, they're going to demand their gold bullion delivered to them, the physical gold. You know, back in the 60s, de Gaulle sent ships, warships, to New York and forced America to put their gold, France's gold, onto a ship.
Stay there.
And they shipped it back to Europe.
Stay there. And he wouldn't let NATO in his country either, but now they just let NATO back in. Stay there, Max Kaiser. Amazing. Inside info, directly from Paris, straight ahead with Max Kaiser.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Of